With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran and Hezbollah escalating attacks on Israel as a wider fight over energy and infrastructure begins to develop. Today, Iran warned it would close the Strait of Hormuz immediately if the U.S. attacks Iranian power plants. President Trump yesterday said in 48 hours that the Strait of Hormuz is not fully open, he will do just that. Iran's parliamentary speaker warns that Tehran will also target regional energy and desalination sites in retaliation. The U.S. Mint will soon start producing a Trump commemorative gold coin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal arts commission stacked with Trump supporters who were appointed by him earlier this year approved the final design for a 24-karat gold commemorative coin bearing Donald Trump's image. Federal law says no living president can appear on U.S. currency, but an official at the Mint said the Treasury Secretary has authority to authorize the minting. The coin will be released in connection with America's 250th birthday this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's claims about taxes in his state get fact-checked.
Governor Newsom, eyeing a potential 2028 presidential bid, claimed Florida and Texas are the, quote, real high-tax states, prompting a sharp rebuttal from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and fact-checkers who showed California's tax burden is higher. Critics argue Newsom's remarks are part of a broader effort to deflect from his record on persistent issues like homelessness, economic challenges, and population loss.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. Cuba is in the dark again. Third power grid collapse in a single month. The outage comes as the communist government battles with a decaying infrastructure and U.S.-imposed oil blockade. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are warning that hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even in the U.S. because, quote, it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies. From politics to religion, online content is being classified as hate speech. Finland is currently prosecuting a former member of its legislature for quoting the Bible. An Arkansas law requiring that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religions and various non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants. The judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, but it's unclear how broad it is, whether it applies just to the districts or the whole state. This is SRN News. It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 22nd. It's the 81st day of 2026. On this date in history, 1765, the British Parliament passed the Stamp Act to raise money from the American colonies. It did not go over well. The act was repealed a year later. And on this date in 1894, ice hockey's first Stanley Cup championship. Montreal Hockey Club beats Ottawa Hockey Club 3-1. This is SRN News.